Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Feeling kind of mean. Tuesday, August 6, 2024. Thank you for downloading Solo Podcast with yours truly, El Baldo, today. Because today, I am going there. That's right. I'm going to take on the Amane Khalif controversy at the Olympics. Harrison Butker and apparently Trey Wingo being at odds. Butker with a new contract today. And just for fun, a little bit of politics thrown in. Because I know you like that. I'm going there today. You know, one of the reasons I've come to realize that solo podcasts are important for me is that many of my guests and friends and former colleagues and partial colleagues and, you know, kind of in the business, out of the business guys, one of the things about them is that many times they don't want to go there, like you heard with Andy yesterday. They don't want to go there on certain things because there's a risk to them. Cancel culture is very real, especially for middle-aged white men. And so therefore, to have any kind of opinions that are outside of the now narrow, thin line can be dangerous. And then there's some people that just don't care. Or if they do care, they're so pissed off about issue X, Y, or Z that if they get to talking about it, they're going to really get going and won't be able to stop. And then it's on a podcast. So don't worry, I'm here to go there for you. But first, speaking of going there, spots are selling out quickly for Sunburn Bowl 6. And I've told you, this is not just a Wisconsin listener thing. This is for all Zabe 1%ers. It is going to be the winter getaway that you need badly, and it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. Sunburn Bowl 6 says, Yaman to Jamaica for the single greatest week of your life outside of high school and beach week, if you had such a thing growing up, which we did on the East Coast. No adult supervision other than ourselves, and a week of live shows with yours truly, Mike Heller from The Game, plus special guests, Milwaukee's own musical group, The Whiskey Bells. These gals are amazing. We'll be singing along on the beach at night. They'll be with us on the show. We're going to be at the brand new Grand Princess Jamaica Resort outside of Negril. And Jamaica is spectacular. It's different than the Bahamas. It's different than Bermuda. It's different than Cancun. It's different than the DR. And I've been lucky enough to go to all those places. But it's truly unique. And before someone says to me, some chuckling, aren't they on the State Department's list of places you should be? Do you know how long that list of places is? Parts of Mexico is on that list as well. There are parts of Jamaica that would certainly be more dangerous than you want. But guess what? We're not going there. We're going to fly in. We're going to go to the resort. We're going to stay on the resort except for a trip to Rick's Cafe, which is also perfectly safe except for the cliffs you're going to dive off of. And those are safe, too, as long as you don't do anything dumb. And we're going to have a grand time. So do consider joining me and my team. You don't have to live in Wisconsin. The charter does leave from General Mitchell in Milwaukee, but you can get to Jamaica from anywhere in the country. Travel Leaders, who organize the trip, will help you get there. And I think it may cost the same or a little bit more depending on your connections, but they work with you. So that said, call them today at 833-TL-TRIPS or just go to our website, 973thegame.com, for more information. All right. Excuse my voice. It is 96% robust. Before I go there on the controversial issues du jour, let's start with the birds coming home to roost in Ann Arbor. Does that sound like birds to you? There they are, right there. This was pulled from the YouTube clip I found of the Alfred Hitchcock classic, The Birds. One of the first horror movies I remember watching as a kid and being scared shitless of. Even though you grow up and you become an adult and you're like, birds don't behave that way. And even if they did, they're not gonna kill you. They do have beaks. They can scratch you. But you are not going to die. Now, granted, in the movie, The Birds, a woman comes home to find the husband with his eyes pecked out, bloodied in a room. But that was part of the mastery of Alfred Hitchcock, making you believe in something that really wasn't going to be the case. The final bird seed, they're trying to get out of the house that's got all the birds on top of it. Very chilling. Holy shit, they're all here. And, you know, it was a combination of crows. It was a combination of seagulls. I forget what other bird was in the birds. Bird. Bird's a word. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, they could have gotten out of the house to an awaiting car quite easily with just a blanket. A simple blanket would have been all the defense they needed. But I digress. I went to go find, I wanted to find a nice soundbite of chickens, or not chickens, but pigeons coming home to roost. Michigan is facing serious punishment now because of their Connor Stallions problem, which has not gone away. How about that? Yes, I kind of had given up hope that anything would happen, but you know, the wheels of NCAA justice do move slowly at times. And in a world of nil, you would think that, okay, so they stole some signs. Everyone does it. Sure, they went a bit far with Stallions going around to various programs and schools and doing it in person. And yeah, he was wearing Western Michigan gear, or not Western, Central Michigan gear. But come on. You got Texas with Sark with Lambos lined up for recruits. Do we really still care about this? The answer is yes, at least according to the NCAA. And no, the NCAA, while neutered and less relevant, still is the police when it comes to, quote, college sports, and the police are not happy. New Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore is one of seven members from the 2023 program accused of violating NCAA rules in a draft of the NCAA's Notice of Allegations. This obtained by ESPN. The draft of the NOA, which could be subject to change, states Moore could face a show cause penalty and possibly a suspension of his own for allegedly deleting a thread of 52 text messages with former Michigan staffer Connor Stallions on the same day that media reports revealed Stallions was leading an effort to capture the play-calling signals of future opponents. The draft states that the texts were later recovered via device imaging and Moore subsequently produced them to enforcement staff. What was in those texts I have not seen yet, although there was one story that claimed they were of some weird, creepy, possibly homosexual nature with Stallions, but I'm not believing that report right now. Moore is accused of committing a level 2 violation. Level 1 is the highest. Also, former staff members Jim Harbaugh, Chris Patridge, Denard Robinson, and Stallions are accused of level 1 violations, the most serious category in the enforcement process. The school faces a level 1 violation charge overall as a school because of its pattern of noncompliance within the football program. The draft says there's no evidence that Harbaugh was involved in Stallion's operation. I call this the Sergeant Schultz dynamic for those Hogan's Heroes fans of yesteryear, about my age. I know nothing. Of course they know nothing. They never know anything. Like, hey, Connor, you doing that thing? Hey, coach, you don't need to know nothing. All right, Connor. Go Big Blue. The draft states that Harbaugh failed to actively look for or evaluate red flags. However, that's why he's getting hit with that level one thing. Of course, you know, he's in the pros. He's gone. He's gone like Pete Carroll, who was gone after USC. These guys leave before the posse shows up. They're not dumb. Stallions resigned in early November following a week of public reports detailing his scheme of purchasing tickets to games around the country and directing a network of individuals to video the sidelines in an effort to decode their play-calling signals. The NCAA draft obtained by ESPN states that investigators used ticket information, film, photographs, and interviews to determine that Stallions had impermissibly scouted at least 13 future Michigan opponents on at least 58 occasions between 2021 and 2023. He directed others to scout some opponents multiple times, including one team that they scouted seven different times in 2022. Boy, I would love to know the team. Investigators also allege that multiple team interns and at least one other full-time team employee knew about the scheme and participated in it. The draft said that Stallions led those individuals to believe that what they were doing was not against the rules. Really? It seems like this is kind of cheating. You sure about this, Connor? Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine. All right, I'm just gonna ask Coach Harbaugh about this real quick. I just don't feel good. I don't want to get in trouble. No, don't tell him. Don't ask him. He said it was cool. Let's just do this. Now, I know I'm going to get some Michigan fan email on this, and you're welcome to send it. And if it's brief enough, I will certainly glance through it. I ain't reading no fucking novels with you Michigan fans saying, yeah, but this. And for my boy KW, I know you're going to get into me next time we talk, and I do love you, but come on now. I'm not hearing your nonsense either. This was absolute stone-cold cheating. And the Michigan program, while they pocketed the money, and they've raised the banners, and they've made the rings, and Harbaugh is gone, and they're still going to be a power on the college football landscape. They may not win another championship in the next 20 to 25 years, but that can't be taken away. You had the experience, you won. You're going to be able to say, we won. This whole thing with Stallions is bullshit. just the NCAA and other schools being bitter about it. And they did the same thing. And I'm going to hear all the arguments. But the thing about this scandal is now the scarlet letter, the scarlet C for cheater, has been stitched permanently onto this championship. And it's going to be impossible to totally get it off. Now, that's in a court of public opinion for which there is no appeals process, no lawyers, no judges, no jury, other than just the public's general feeling of, so how'd they do it? Now, you might say, everyone did it. And if the answer is everyone did it, well, then why don't you rat out the other team's version of Connor Stallions and get them hit with a rash of level one violations? That's what I'd do if I was in Division I football. I'd say, oh, well, we already know. We're going to dig, find out who was doing their skunk work. They might have been trying to catch a signal or two, but they didn't have a whole operation like this. Just like with Belichick and Spygate. It was more than just a, hey, maybe we can catch a signal or two or a sign. It was, we got a scheme. We got an operation here. And when you say, well, how valuable could it have been? For the record, Harbaugh was 49-26 at Michigan and on the verge of being fired when suddenly Stallions and his scheme spooled up. They went 40-3 after that. From 49-26 on the verge of being fired, even took a pay cut, did Harbaugh, as I recall. 40-3 after that. So it was important. How do you know how important the scheme was? Look at the size of it. An insignificant advantage for those who want to defend it does not require a staff and a network of scouts and 58 scouting trips against 13 opponents, including one opponent, seven times. Clearly, there was an advantage, and they were hell-bent on getting it. Now, will the NCAA get cold feet and not bring down the hammer? I do want to see more evidence. Most importantly, there's only one thing I absolutely want to know, and that is, how did Stallions get on the Central Michigan sideline wearing coaching gear and a disguise? The draft says they still don't know that. The NCAA, maybe they're still investigating. Maybe they've run into a dead end. I don't know. I think this is where you tell Central Michigan, listen, this asshole is on your sideline wearing your gear. Either you're going to tell us how he got there exactly and who approved it step by step and turn over all your cell phones and all your data, or guess what? We're putting you on ice too. That would get Central Michigan talking in a hurry. The report states that Stallion's conduct in this manner, dressing up as another team's coach and being on the sideline for the explicit purpose of stealing signs as part of an outrageously large scheme involving multiple people, quote, seriously undermined or threatened the integrity of the NCAA collegiate model. That's a bit highfalutin language, but I think I can say in more plain language, that was fucking cheating, and you know it. We'll see if we ever find out exactly how he did get that gear and got on the sideline. My favorite tweet about this is from Michigan State fan MSU Giga Chad. Today must be an all-time bad day to be a Michigan fan because not only is the school you worship going to get fucked, but so is your alma mater, CMU, as well. Oh, sick Michigan University burn. See, because I guess Central is easier to get into than Michigan, and a lot of Michigan fans actually went to Central Michigan, so that's the school they could get into, but the football school they root for is the maize and blue. Fuck Harbaugh, he's a cheater, he's in the pros. Him and his khaki pants. Sherrone Moore, sorry, bud. As Bane said in Batman, they expect to find one of us in the wreckage. So I'm parachuting out. You'll be down there in the smoldering wreckage. Too bad. And other than that, I got nothing against Michigan. I love the uniforms. I love the tradition, the history, the big house. I like the sing-along to Mr. Brightside. But come on, man. Stop snowing me with the it wasn't a big deal, everyone did it. Quick break for those that are subscribers. You're not going to have any break whatsoever because you're ad-free. You too can be ad-free. Go to zabe.com/premium. And for a mere $5 a month, skip right ahead to more of the good stuff. You are listening to the Zabecast. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. We are back. Now, let's go there. Harrison Butker has gotten his bag. The Chiefs are assigning the standout kicker to a four-year, $25.6 million extension that includes $17 million plus guaranteed. The deal ties Butker to Kansas City through the 2028 season. Butker represented and negotiated the deal himself. Well, that's hashtag winning right there. Don't know if it's the largest kicker contract ever. Doesn't say so here, but it's big money for a big guy who's got a big leg. And while maybe he hadn't hit as many highlight real field goals as, say, Justin Tucker, he is a hell of a weapon. Trey Wingo, remember him from ESPN? Did not like it. Why? Because Trey Wingo, who's no longer on ESPN, who's a mere, shudder, podcaster. I'll give a shout out to his podcast, the Alt Routes podcast. No doubt, Wingo, desperate to get back into the glorious high ground and luxury of proper television, where the people with all the right views get to hobnob together and go on fancy work trips to all the big sporting events and have per diems and first-class airfare. He would love to get back to that, but for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to be working out. This might help if he expresses the right views about things. Quote, the Harrison Butker extension, making him the highest-paid kicker, underscores the inherent truth of the NFL. The better you are at the job, the more a team is willing to put up with, pure and simple. Oh, they have to put up with Harrison Butker. Is that it? People just killed him in the comments. Amazing you didn't care when a player beats his wife, but you do when he says it's okay to be a housewife. Imagine a guy thinking that giving a commencement speech imploring women not to discredit motherhood is something beyond the pale would be offensive to you. Be better. Deshaun Watson, Tyreek Hill, Aaron Hernandez, Leonard Little, Rashee Rice, and on and on. Rashee Rice, as well as Ray Rice. But yeah, Harrison Butker, he's the problem. This is an air ball, Trey. Do a football one, that's better. What are they putting up with, Trey, says another commentator. More people jumping on the Deshaun Watson thing. Somebody tweeted, yeah, traditional values, the nerve. So I went and watched not all of the speech. I punched in. It's a 20-minute long speech. I read some recaps of it, of course. I'll play you a short clip that I think is the part that got everybody triggered. You'll notice in there he has extremely high praise and says exactly how valuable his wife has been to both his career as a kicker, and also his family.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2024, you are sitting at the edge of the rest of your lives. For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
A sustained applause for that line, oh, by the way, at Benedictine College.
She's the primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She's the person that knows me best at my core, and it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation. I say all of this to you because I have seen it firsthand, how much happier someone can be when they disregard the outside noise and move closer and closer to God's will in their life. Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you ask her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say, heck no.
Now, at any point did he say, don't pursue a professional career? No. At any point did he say that women should not be in professional lines of work? No. Did he at any point say, woman, get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich? Of course not. That hasn't stopped people from reducing to shorthand what they think he said and what they think he meant without actually listening to specifically his point. And his point is one that if you take a minute to listen to anybody out there who is doing research on this and following these trends currently in society, is that many women being told, be a girl boss, get into, you know, the corporate world and work your way up the ladder and achieve these things and get these titles and go get yourself a car, a BMW, and get a loan for it and be in debt and you be your own woman. And then when you're a girl boss, go find the man that you want. Well, the pull to reproduce, the reproductive instincts in women, is undeniable, and it is strong. I have several friends right now who I know that are in their 50s, had never had kids before, married, didn't think they were going to have kids, and now all of a sudden they're somewhat younger wives, not super younger, but somewhat younger wives, are like, I want to have a kid. Big Dave, I'm looking at you, and I'm so happy for you. My man Johnny Roots, I'm looking at you. I'm so happy for you. Rezzer, you told me today you're probably going to start shooting some pucks on net. Buddy, I'm happy for you. The pull and the desire to do that is hardwired genetically into the DNA of the female species. And that's a good thing. That is meant to keep our species on Earth for 100 more years. So all that Harrison Butker was saying is the pop culture has lied to a lot of women saying you can't have it all. There are no choices to be made. And you don't want to be a homemaker, do you? This was one man's counterpunch against everything out there. And at the end of the day, it's just his opinion. You can just say, meh, that's just your opinion. I didn't like you saying this in particular. But yeah, if you are a mother and a homemaker, and you are the rock upon which the family is built, and you provide and you nurture and you do all these wonderful things that the female creature and a mother can do that is instinctual to her, and teach your kids, that's a great thing. That's a priceless thing. Because when you're able to give your kids a happy, stable childhood, it's a gift to them that is not only increasingly rare, but it lasts a lifetime. And it allows your kids then to have a model for, here's how it can be done, here's how it should be done, and I'm going to give this to my kids and pass it down through the generations. That's all he was saying. Some comments, some parts you may not specifically agree with, and that's fine. But whatever happened to just, it's his opinion. For Trey Wingo to say, well, obviously, if you're really good, I guess I'll put up with a lot. Fuck all the way off, Trey Wingo. Seriously. A, you're not getting back on ESPN. And B, this is what Butker believes. You and everyone else should say, you know what? I disagree, but I totally respect his right to believe that and to say it. But they can't. They can't and they won't. And that's that. He did call out IVF as something of a disorder, saying he does not believe in playing God with having children, whether that's abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. I don't know about the IVF thing because, like I said, one of those guys I just mentioned, one of my buddies, went through that. Very expensive, very gut-wrenching when you think finally, because of whatever reasons, you can't conceive of, you know, a child of your own, and it doesn't end up going the distance or gets called back by penalty, so to speak. It's devastating and financially devastating because there's no refunds. But I can disagree with that and still say the overall message of what Harrison Butker said was a positive thing. Okay, we went there. Now, let's go even deeper. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. Let's talk about the Olympic boxing controversy involving two fighters who the International Boxing Committee or Commission, the IBC, or is it the IBA or whatever, the International Boxing Federation, IBF, I believe it is, or Ian Baker Finch, they disqualified both boxers from competing in the women's division because they apparently required them to submit to tests that were able to determine that they had the male chromosome, or I forget the exact terminology on it, but they said the chromosome test on these two boxers indicated male. The IOC, which took away the rights of the IBF to run their boxing competition, and that's a unique thing because sometimes the IOC coordinates with other international bodies to adopt their rules for the Olympics, so they co-sponsor them or they just delegate entirely. They said to the IBF, you're out, we're going to do our own rules. The IBF, reportedly, from what I've read, is Russian-controlled, even though they have other nationalities on that board and in that organization. And some say it's as corrupt as hell. And it might be. But here's what I wonder. Why would the IBF have it out for these two boxers? In other words, if you're saying, how dare they? Well, then stop and go, well, what's their motivation? Why just these two? If you ask the other question on the other side of it, which is, so why does the IOC want these two boxers fighting in the women's division? I think the answer is kind of apparent that the IOC is far more woke than the IBF, especially with the Russian influence in the IBF. You know, the Russians are very much anti-woke. They ain't about that. So you know there's a motivation on the side of the Olympics to be as inclusive as possible. And they certainly are going to lean that way. And they also lean on, well, they've got passports that say they're women. And people have pointed out that Ms. Khalif is from Algeria, and that is a strict-ass Muslim country. How Muslim is Algeria? 99% of the population Muslim. And they're Sunni Muslims. So they're serious Muslims. I think Sunni is the more serious of the two versus Shiite. Don't quote me on that, please. Peace and love to all my brothers and sisters of other faiths who come together in humanity's sake with peace and love, whoever you worship. But yeah, so it'd be unlikely Algeria would issue a passport that is female if she wasn't. However, good thing nobody's ever faked a passport. Nobody's ever gotten a bootleg passport, altered a passport, or something else. It's kind of a flimsy thing. Testosterone levels are not enough. Hormone levels are not enough. I know nothing about these DNA tests that determine the XY versus XX chromosomes, but I just want to know this. Are these the only two boxers that the IBF has singled out? And if so, why? What's their motivation? One from Algeria, one from Korea. And then also, how many boxers did the IOC, with their looser standards, say, yeah, no, I'm sorry, but we can't let you fight in the women's division because you don't meet criteria X, Y, and Z. I've not heard of the IOC saying, well, we said no to this, this, and this, but we're saying yes to these two because they fit our criteria. I want to know that just out of curiosity. But it seems like that Ms. Khalif might well be what they call intersex or a hermaphrodite, in which just by genitalia alone, you're not going to get a clear, firm answer. I know this. She's quite an athlete. And I know that between her and the South Korean who will box in the gold medal match, I believe that's the case. I've had a hard time actually getting to the bottom of, all right, where are we at in this thing? And every time you Google, you know, U.S. Olympic women's boxing, all you get is the controversy story. They're both going to medal, it appears, at least a bronze for the loser of the two. That if you were to line up all the boxers in the women's division, just in shorts and a sports bra, and you were told, okay, two of these 25 or however many boxers there are believed to be possibly male, could you pick out the two? I think the answer is, I feel like 90% of people could go, yeah, that. If you were betting on them, you'd probably say, I'd bet on these two. Now, if they're both intersex or, you know, just they fell right on the line as God was creating them, or evolution, or whatever you believe in, if they're right half and half, and they've lived their life, you know, as a woman, then it's a hard thing to say no to unless they have a huge advantage. And that's the problem. These two cases may be right on the line of, they're not trying to game the system. They've been this way their whole life. They want to participate in sports. They're athletic. They've trained their ass off to become great boxers. How can you deny them? They're right on the line. I don't know. I would have to know more exactly about where they land, but it looks like these two have probably landed right on the line, because it doesn't seem like they were clearly once men and then decided to transition. It all comes down in the end to every single pound and ounce of dense male chromosomed fiber in your muscles and all the things that give men a physical advantage, biological men a physical advantage in any sport, which is undeniable unless you want to deny it. So we'll see. I just want to know, what's the IBF's motivation to single these two out, whom they disqualified from fighting under their auspices because they believe that they possess a male chromosome sequence, versus the IOC? What's their motivation, and who else have they said no to? Just like who else has the IOC said no to, or the IBF? And then I'd know more on that. There. You're probably saying, you didn't take a stance on this. My stance is, this tennis ball of a definition hit right on the line, half on the line, half off the line. Okay, that's a bad analogy, because I think if the ball in tennis is half on the line, it's a winner. Hey, did someone say tennis? How about Novak Djokovic finally winning his gold medal? Amazing, right?
Two sets to love. 7-6. 7-6.
Novak Djokovic gets gold for Serbia. A staggering achievement, considering his fitness level this year, the fact that he hadn't won one tournament this year. And he wins this, the only hole in his resume he has filled.
There you go. Had never won the gold medal, despite having many chances to do so. He's old by tennis standards. He has not been on form this year, but he found it for one day against a kid in Alcaraz who grew up idolizing Joker. The 21-year-old rival from Spain dusted him in Wimbledon just 3 weeks earlier. And this was a hell of a match. Now, what does it take to be a champion like this and to be committed to it, here's the perfect example from Novak Djokovic's book called Serve to Win, Novak Djokovic's Life Story with Diet, Exercise, and Motivational Tips. Ready? How much discipline, he writes, in January of 2012, I beat Rafael Nadal in the finals of the Aussie Open. The match lasted 5 hours and 53 minutes, the longest match in Aussie Open history and the longest Grand Slam singles final in the Open era. Many commentators have called that match the single greatest tennis match of all time. After I won, I sat in the locker room in Melbourne. I wanted one thing: to taste chocolate. I had not tasted it since the summer of 2010, 2 years. Miljan brought me a candy bar. I don't know if that's his wife, trainer, or whoever. Miljan brought me a candy bar. I broke off one square, one tiny square, and popped it into my mouth, and I let it melt on my tongue. That was all I would allow myself. That is what it has taken to get to number one. These guys and gals are built different. They get into the monomaniacal pursuit of being better, faster, stronger, and it becomes an all-encompassing thing. But good for Novak Djokovic. Gold medal for him. Now, how about the brown medal? Oh, I know you're saying, no, it's the bronze medal, Zabe. It may look kind of brownish, but it's actually bronze. No, I'm talking about the brown medal. Gymnast Carlos Yulo is the first man in Olympic gold, first man in Philippines history to win an Olympic gold. Gold, Jerry. And he did it as a gymnast in the floor exercise. Carlos Yulo, first ever male Olympic gold medalist in Philippine history. Hey, Bob, tell him what he's won. In addition to cash, he's already set to receive a lifetime supply of ramen, a fully furnished two-bedroom condo, a house gifted by the government, and free colonoscopies for life.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that.
Say, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% better. Moon River. Whew. Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
Breathe easy.
Breathe easy. You know, I was surprised that Alan was able to get that policy. I know there's a history of cancer in the family.
There is?
Yeah. As a matter of fact... you using the whole fist, Doc?
Just relax.
Yeah, I saw Alan the other day. He's looking a little peaked. I don't know. I think he's lost weight. Are you sure he's all right?
I can't discuss another patient. You know that. Well, I don't find anything wrong with you.
Huh. Well.
That doctor, played by the great and now late M. Emmett Walsh, actor, who has been in so many things that as soon as you see him, you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. I love that guy. He died just this year, March 19th. He was 88 years old. Played that role so well. Pull your pants down, Dr. Mr. Babar. Bend over. Moon River. This guy gets free colonoscopies and all the ramen he can eat for life. The value of the lifetime supply of ramen, I believe, $63.19 when purchased in bulk. The greatest penny for penny, pound for pound, buck for buck food as a college kid you'll ever eat. And delicious. Way too much salt, though, for you, but still. A buddy of mine, Gerdsy, my banger supplier, sent me a link to some TikTok video showing how ramen noodles are made from literal nuclear waste. And I said, okay, I don't think that's true. You know, maybe you shouldn't be getting your news from TikTok. I don't think ramen is healthy for you. Too much sodium, the carbs in the noodles. If it is made from nuclear waste, then I guess I need to know, and I'd like to know who approved that. But still, lifetime supply of ramen, a condo, and free colonoscopies for life. How about that? How often would you use that? Like every year, would you be like Fletch going, well, let's go get another one here. Let's go get, Get another ass inspection. Emmett Walsh, the actor, was in such movies as The Iron Giant, Knives Out, Romeo and Juliet, Raising Arizona, Fletch, Back to School, My Best Friend's Wedding. He was in Blade Runner and a bunch of other stuff. Great character actor, and there you go. So, once again, the Olympics provides another Easter egg of content you can't get anywhere else. Oh boy, look at the time. 42 minutes straight, and I haven't stopped talking. I hope I delivered some good sound bites for you today. I'm really putting my shoulder into doing that more. I went there on certain things. I got a whole bunch of other stuff where I prepped up. I might just do it tomorrow on the Zabecast. A little bit more sportsy, and I'll save the politics for tomorrow, so you're off the hook today. But there is some, quote, political stuff I did want to bring to your attention if you don't already know it. I'm not trying to change anyone's minds. I'm just trying to wake people up to a certain extent. But that might be considered changing your mind. I just want you to know, like, you're aware of this, right? Okay, good. All right, thanks for listening. That's it for me tonight. As always, you can subscribe for a mere $5 a month. You get Fridays with Scott and Solly. They're back. Scott's back from overseas. We'll hear about his trip on Friday. Solly's been with me the whole time. We'll hear them on Fridays. We're coming up on football season. You definitely want to get on board for Fridays and football season. You are looking live with all the accompanying sound bites and stupidity about every week in the NFL. It's a great show on Fridays, and you get ad free Monday through Thursday. You can't beat it. Mere $5 a month. You pay for a year in advance. I'll give you 12 months for the price of 11. You want to go month to month? That flexibility in this economy? Well, sure. Go month to month. Cancel anytime. You don't even have to tell me why. Pop in, pop out, doesn't matter. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Have yourself a Cracker Jack Tuesday, and we will see you next time. I was waiting there in my beautiful balloon, way up in the air in my beautiful balloon. If you'll hold my hand, we'll chase your dream across the sky. Oh, we can. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs, look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.